Now, the rhythmic consistency in Sabrina's playing harks back to her roots as a champion Irish Bowron player. Also quite a formidable basketball player too in her day. And the settings and ideas in her songwriting also show a wider artistic sensibility. Now, Sabrina is about to embark on a tour in the month of June, playing at different places in Dublin, in County Clare, in Waterford, in Tipperary, and of course her beloved Cove in County Cork. And it's going to celebrate the release of her debut album. And to talk to me a little bit more about that now, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme, live from the UK, the lady herself, Sabrina Piggott from Cove. A very good evening.
How are you doing, Derry? Are you well?
I'm absolutely great, thank you. And just at the top of it, I want to say well done on the album. I'm loving the music and I'm loving the vibes and the whole artistic side to it. So very well done.
Oh, thanks a million. I appreciate it. Yeah, a bit of a graft went into it. Considerable long time in completing it, if I'm honest with you. So the producer, David Crickmore, and myself, really got to know each other, I think, in 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years can seem like a long time, you know, but it can be a short time as well. Before we talk about the album, Sabrina, let's go back to where it all began, because you grew up in the town, the seaside town of Cove, and as I remember, you were quite a formidable basketball player back in the day.
I was, for like 5'3" and a bit. I was a bit like a little terrier on the court. So loved it. I still play, actually, believe it or not. I play over in there's a local team here in Yorkshire, and I think there's only two English people in it, but the rest are all European and from further afield. So smashing team, lovely people, still love the game. Yeah.
I remember some time ago talking to a former coach of yours, Martin Buggy. And he described you like the Jack Russell of the team, that nobody needed to mess with Sabrina, or Sabrina would get her back on them.
I don't know. I was like, I was the one that would scrap for any kind of 50-50 chance, or even a 10% chance. I threw myself in without thinking, but I think I'm a bit more laid back now these days. But yeah. Oh, it's good. It's good to have a good run around. It's quite an aggressive sport, if I'm honest with you. You get away with murder on the court.
Yeah, so much for it being a non-contact sport.
I know. It's vicious. It is vicious at times, but it's a great one.
Now, Sabrina, look, you come from a musical family, of course, and, you know, you couldn't be but inspired when you grow up in a seaside town like Cove, you know, or even down here in Youghal, to get into music. And, you know, it's well documented you were a champion Irish Bowron player. But, you know, where has this journey taken you? You were into Bowron, you were into music. How has it led to now and the debut release of your first album?
I suppose like it all really stemmed from the woman who's supporting me on this tour. So Siobhan McMahon, she's a poet, born in Dublin, lives over in Yorkshire as well, and that's where we met. And the Roganer asked the Irish Arts Foundation over here in Leeds to get in touch with somebody who could teach her how to play the Bowron. And she was a fibber, because she had no intentions really of learning it. She just wanted somebody to accompany her with some of her pieces. And it turned out that she got some arts found money, and we had like a 2-day sellout event in the Carriage Works in Millennium Square in Leeds. And it was extraordinary. So she booked me out for 2 weeks. And in that time, it went a lot further afield from just playing the Bowron. So I went from a girl that just played and messed about in her bedroom and wrote these songs to actually Siobhan, you know, allowing that kind of creative process to blossom, really. And so I accompanied her with guitar stuff, and she kind of pushed me to sing my own stuff, and it kind of all kind of moved onwards from there, really. So I think I'll always be grateful for those opportunities from Siobhan, but that's why I think this tour is so important to me as well, for her to be part of it.
I suppose, Sabrina, it's fair to say, look, for any singer or songwriter, it can be very easy and it can be very comfortable to be just as part of a group in the background, you know, getting involved in sessions and playing away and whatever. But when you actually, you know, you have to put your own soul on the line, as they say, you're writing your own music, you're putting it out there. It can be scary, but I can also imagine it can be very uplifting as well when you hear and see people's reactions.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's always been a struggle. Well, from the start, working and standing up on stage and singing to, you know, an audience, I battled for a while with fear of why me? Why should people listen to me? And so on. And, you know, having people around me to kind of unpick all of those kind of almost seeds of doubt and all of those kind of feelings of, you know, unworthiness possibly is a good word for it. But, all we do is we give something, you know what it's like when you're singing. It's our gift to whoever wants to take it. And whether they do or they don't, you know, music's just subjective, isn't it, to your ears? But it's where I think we're truly vulnerable. And it's a really honest thing as well, you know, where it's almost translucent. You see the real us. It doesn't matter if you're singing or painting, you know, whatever comes out is the true us. You know, as
yeah, I totally get that, Sabrina. You know, it's almost like you strip away the layers and you're bearing your heart and soul for other people to you let them in. It's almost like an invitation to come and join us. And I'm reminded, listening to you speak there, a famous story told by Charlie Lansborough, who I interviewed a couple of months back, and how he got his big break. He was like, why me? Why have I all these gifts and there's nothing happening? And then all of a sudden, without even trying, without even realising, he hit stardom. Something, you know, connected with people. And maybe that's what, you know, it took 5 years to get this album to fruition. But maybe, you know, like a good wine, it's aging with time. And when you embark on your tour on Saturday week, the 1st of June, you know, you'll be bringing something very real into the hearts, the souls and the ears of the people that are going to come along and listen.
Well, that's the key, I think, because I can only do what I can do, but it's the people in the audience. And in today's world, like in every world, we just communicate it different. It's word of mouth, and it's the people that hold the power to your destiny. You know, if they say, oh, she's great, or really enjoyed the show, you must go and see her now. If you're, you know, Claire, or, you know, those kind of little messages and tweets and all of that are just invaluable. You know, you could be playing so well, but to an audience that just holds that to themselves, or you can have an audience that shares it. And when you've got people and kind of followers that kind of share, you're on to a winner, I think.
Absolutely. Now, as I did mention, you're embarking on a tour on Saturday week, the first day of June. And where are we going to be beginning? Well, we're beginning in the Workman's Club on Wellington Quay in Dublin. That's an 8 o'clock gig. Then the following day, Sunday, you're in Mount Shannon at the Arts Festival, the Under the Oak Cafe on the main street of Mount Shannon in County Clare. That's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then on Tuesday the 3rd, you're in Mary's Bar in Lower Main Street in Abbeyside in Dungarvan, just over the road from us, at 8 o'clock. Then on the 5th, you're going to be in the Middle Country Cafe, Main Street in Clochjordan, County Tipperary, just up the road. That's an 8 o'clock gig. But I suppose the more scary one of all is when you're coming home to your own native Cove and you play the Sirius Arts Centre. That's an 8 o'clock gig as well. All those dates are available on sabrinapickett.com. But if you want to get tickets, you can go to the various venues. But I suppose, Sabrina, That's the scariest one, isn't it? When you're coming back to your own native Cove, you'll have family, you'll have friends, you'll have other people who will be just coming along to say, well, who is this lady? But I suppose it's exciting, but it'll be terrifying at the same time.
Oh, it always is. It always is. Sure, we're own, or, you know, when you come back, you know, there's a beautifulness about being, in one sense, yearning to be back in Cove and be back in Ireland and living there, and actually it not happening. And you really do see the place and the people in such a gorgeous light. So I'm deadly excited to go home. I'm deadly excited for the last one as well. But I've had the pleasure of playing in the series before, and the acoustics and the venue itself is so special. You do lose yourself. So I'm hoping, with a little bit of apprehension, once the gig starts, I'll get into the form and just sing my heart out, really.
And of course, I'm absolutely delighted and honoured that I will have the honour on the night in the Sirius Arts Centre to welcome you to the stage and give you a little bit of an introduction, warm up the crowd a little bit. Sabrina, I want to talk to you a little bit about the album itself. It's a 10-track album. It's entitled Roots and Wings. It's released through the Split Records label. You've 10 tracks. What are your favourite songs? I suppose every song is a favourite because you wrote them all, but are there ones that stand out that you're kind of, I suppose as musicians we're our own greatest critics anyway, but are there one or two that stand out and say, yeah, I'm so proud of that one?
Yeah, you played Roots and Wings. I do love performing that live. And I'm like, that really recorded well for me. There had some substance in it, so I love it. But I think, you know, Common Ground was one that we recorded a little bit different in the studio. Usually, with the work that I was doing with David, I would play the guitar, and, you know, from there, then I'd sing on top and layer it, and we'd assess it then about what would work, what would go in, and so on. But Common Ground, I used the Indian harmonium, and we just played it live, you know, in the studio. So we just recorded it all there and then. So rhythmically, it's not as a studio to a, you know, back and tick, but it has this sense of space that I love when I listen to music and people that I love listening to. It opens up a different world for me, and I feel like Common Ground really gains that essence. And I particularly love with Bob Lockwood, the double bass player that I'm playing with currently. Both of us love playing it live. So that would be one. And the meaning behind the song as well, I think, is precious to me. Even though I've said on my website, it's quite a hard song to articulate. So yeah, I think Fire in Your Belly recorded well too. I love all of them. I wouldn't have put, there were so many songs to think about in the album. And, you know, after recording for such a long time, we just had a backlog, but I needed songs to fit and tell a picture and tell a story, and I wouldn't have put 10 songs in with worrying about a few. I think they've all got their own story and they've got their own place in the album, but in particular Roots and Wings, I think, and Common Ground, I love playing live as well. So,
well, you know, it's actually, that's quite remarkable, Sabrina, because when I was putting together my playlist, I picked out two songs from your album. Now, anybody out there, you got to believe me now. Sabrina didn't know this in advance. I'm just being honest about this. I wrote down two tracks on my playlist. One was Roots and Wings, and the other was Common Ground. Believe it or not.
Oh, you showed me it there.
I did not. Hey, don't be getting me into trouble now. I am creating an illusion here.
So you like that one too? That's mad.
I absolutely do. I do get it, and I get the story behind it. I get the meaning of the story as well. And I suppose it's something. Look, all the songs are the same, Sabrina. Every song that you write, there's a story behind it. And that's the beauty of a live performance. And that's why I think people will really enjoy when they come to hear you play. It won't be just a case of somebody getting up and pucking out a few tunes. There'll be a story attached to the meaning of every song. And in every essence of the word, Sabrina, you'll be taking them on a musical journey.
I hope so, Derek. Thank you.
No, you're very welcome. And what's coming down the track? I know you were with BBC Radio Leeds there on Sunday last. Well done on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great. It's great when I'm saying Groundroot Radio has done me so well. So, you know, having these interviews here with you, I'm on Friday, I'm performing in another local radio. It's called East Leeds FM. And it's in a chapel. They've converted to chapel, so you get a live audience, and then it's streamed on Facebook as well. So I'll be formed, but you know, Groundroot kind of radio local stations really set me up throughout my career so far, and getting me some fantastic festivals and so on. So I'm very grateful to talking to you. So you have your big ones. But also, you know, stations like yourself really have a meaningful input in promoting yourself.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's a community radio station and we talk to the community. So, Sabrina, I'm going to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to talk to us. I know you were busy at work earlier. Looking forward to catching up with you in the Serious Arts on the 7th. But as I said, the Workman's Club in Dublin on the 1st, Mount Shannon Arts Festival on the 2nd, that's a 3 o'clock gig, Mary's Bar over in Dungarvan on the 3rd, an 8 o'clock gig, Middle Country Cafe, Main Street, Clock Jordan, County Tip on the 5th at 8 p.m, and then the Serious Arts Centre, the homecoming gig on the 7th at 8 o'clock. But Sabrina Piggott, it's been an absolute blast catching up with you. We'll catch up again very, very soon. But I am going to say, when I say a bit farewell, we're going to take common ground. It'll take us up to the news at the top of the hour. But in the meantime, Sabrina, mind yourself and keep on playing and keep on doing what you love.
Oh, thanks a million, Dara. Thanks for all the support as well. Appreciate it.
Listen, it's my pleasure. And we'll catch up again very soon.
See you on the 7th.
See you on the 7th. Take care.
Bye.
And there we had Sabrina Piggott, and delighted to catch up with her. The new album, it is out now. It's Roots and Wings, a new album. It's a debut album. Can't believe it's just a debut album.